Welcome to Community Connection, an IPR original program that takes a look at what's going on with nonprofit organizations in East Central Indiana. I'm Kristen Bitsyguy. Each month on Community Connection, we focus on telling the story of one local nonprofit, what they're doing to make our community a better place to live and work, and how you can help. This month, we talk with volunteers and the staff of Rebuilding Together of Delaware County, an organization that provides free rehabilitation and critical repairs to the homes of low-income residents in Delaware County.
You know, this isn't, you know, third world. You know, this isn't halfway around the world. This is Muncie. And people are struggling and living in what we would call substandard conditions. And there's, you know, sometimes it doesn't take a lot to get them out of those conditions. And that's what we're able to do. I am Greg Maynard. I am the board president of Rebuilding Together.
I'm Michelle Kachuk. I'm director of operations of Rebuilding Together Delaware County. Typical repairs we might make would be a roof repair, repair a door that's not working right, repair a rotten floor, or build a wheelchair ramp.
Everything we do is based on the funding we have. We run a very lean operation. We have very low overhead for what we do, and we get a lot of bang for our buck. But the needs in Muncie are tremendous. I mean, we have a waiting list for services. We have people that we aren't able to help for various reasons. Some of them don't qualify for certain funding streams. A lot of times, some of our funding is restricted only inside city limits. So in our case, we're always looking for private donations because typically those are what we would call unrestricted. Many times with the volunteer labor aspect of it, we can buy $100 worth of materials and do a project. You know, labor is always one of the most expensive costs, so we have a lot of that covered with many of our tremendous volunteers that we have. So being able to pay for materials and have the donors, you know, donate those would be a great asset.
We keep several lists. We keep a list of who needs a roof fixed and who needs a wheelchair ramp and who needs a plumbing fixed. And we try to work on each list as fast as we can. So we can work on the wheelchair ramp list when it's warm weather. So things are done in priority according to urgency by the homeowner. And is this practical at this time of year? Can we get the good weather and the volunteers to do the job?
Anyone who wants to volunteer for us, we'll find something for them to do.
We also have one volunteer named Alice, and we have taught Alice the names of screwdrivers and chisel, and now she knows where all those are in the van, and she can bring them to us when we need, and she can put them back when we're done at the end of the day, and this is a really big help.
Obviously, some of what we do does require construction skills, power tools, ladders. If we have two or three of those people on an eight-member crew, there's enough work for three or four other people to be material handlers. You know, roof shingles have to go up a ladder, or shingles have to be, especially when we do a roof, shingles, old shingles have to be thrown in a dumpster.
One time after we had put some shingles on a roof and we were packing up our tools and it was getting ready for an afternoon thunderstorm, the child in the family said, Mom, gotta get the buckets out because it's starting to rain. And the mom said, no, we don't need those anymore.
For information about how you can connect with Rebuilding Together of Delaware County, go online to www.rebuildingtogethermuncie.org or call 765-744-9203. If you missed any of the shows featuring Rebuilding Together of Delaware County, you can listen anytime on indianapublicradio.org. Tune in next month when we feature Project Leadership. Community Connection is hosted by Kristen Bitsyguy and produced by Stephanie Wiegman. This program is a partnership between Indiana Public Radio and Schaefer Leadership Academy, where people of all ages, backgrounds, and interests can develop and enhance their leadership skills. This program is made possible through the support of the Community Foundation of Muncie and Delaware County, where neighbors create legacies. To listen to Community Connection again, visit our website at indianapublicradio.org.